It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hello and welcome to our Thursday show. My name's Larry London. Border Crossings is your place for requests and dedications. The phone lines are open. It's 202-619-2077. And you can also send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. Or go to twitter.com, send a tweet our way to BCVOA or facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Today, a sad day in American history. An unfortunate day marks the 13th anniversary of the terrorist attacks in New York and here in Washington, D.C. It's September 11th, a day that will live on in infamy, to quote a former president in American history. And I'd like to start off today's show with a song that kind of encapsulates the way we felt on this particular day 13 years ago.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? You rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sobbed for the ones left below. Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep? Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages, speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night, think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Border Crossings. Country singer Alan Jackson kind of summed it up very well with that song. Where were you when the world stopped turning on September 11th, 2001? It was only about 3 weeks after I first arrived in Washington, D.C. I had accepted the job working in Tampa, Florida, moved here in August, and one month later, experienced the tragedy that here in America, which was felt all around the world, because there are people around the world who had relatives or friends or been to New York, loved the city, here in D.C. as well. So a terrible, terrible morning. And I'll never forget coming to work that day when, you know, it was on TV and no one knew what was going on. A plane hit one of the Twin Towers in New York. We didn't know what it was. We didn't know what was going on. You know, some pilot error, some, you know, we just didn't know. And little did we know what we would ultimately find out. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. Hello and welcome again to Thursday. And I'd like to say hello to some new listeners who joined us on Facebook. Cheryl is with us. Mohammed Bashir. Blessing Siusa Patrick. Sweetie Helit Lecognis is tuned into the show. So we welcome everybody who's joined us on Facebook. I also want to say hello and thank you to Dave Lasco, who is listening to us in Elkton, Maryland, which is about 30 minutes away from where I live in Maryland. And he's been listening to VOA for a long time, and he is an ardent supporter of what VOA does, the charter, the mission, shortwave broadcasts, all kinds of broadcasts. In fact, he's got his little Q2 Wi-Fi radio that he listens to VOA Music Mix on, and the Voice of America. And he said he really appreciates all we're doing with our programming and our reporting and our commitment to deliver the truth. And so, Dave Lasco, thank you very much for the nice email. He had a chance to visit the Voice of America and take a tour here August 29th. And so thank you very much for all your support. Here's a request from Alicia, who listens to us in Kuwait, and she wants to hear the latest from Enrique Iglesias, a song that features Sean Paul, and it's called Bailando.
Bless them when there ain't no stress, and this one is straight for the girl, them. Enrique Iglesias, alongside Gente de Zona.
They say we
get the girl, them in the zona. Give them the big bone, Sean Paul, I'm in there, what we tell them on the throne. Says, come and take me.
Baby girl.
Got me begging, got me hoping that the night don't stop.
Rock that body, come and don't stop.
Girl.
you lose. I can't wait no more.
Ya no puedo más.
I can't wait no more.
Ya no puedo más.
She a girl love for me, I said it. Cause you know, say me no bet it. She a tell her not to bet it. Take the time when we get it. It's gonna be alright. You're taking the full flight. You're doing this all night.
Train bound for nowhere. I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em,
when to hold 'em,
know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Kenny Rogers, he is the gambler. It's Border Crossings and a request from Deco in Nigeria listening to the show. I'd like to welcome Ed Kofi in Ghana to Border Crossings, Riaz in Kuwait tuned in at the dress shop, and thank you to all of our listeners around the world, across the globe, from continent to continent, for tuning in to Border Crossings for our hour-long request gathering. which has begun with some great music. And we've got some great guests. I taped an interview a couple days ago with a music superstar. He's had so many hits, written hits for other artists in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How many people can say they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by Bruce Springsteen? Not too many people. Quite an illustrious honor, which was bestowed upon Jackson Browne. And Jackson Browne will be joining us on Border Crossings in the very near future to talk about his 14th album and his tour, which includes a stop at the London Royal Albert Hall and some other places as well. So the guy knows what he's doing, got a bunch of hits, well-respected in the business. He'll be joining us. Here's some other names of artists that right now we are in talks with about having on the show. Frankie Valli. From the Four Seasons fame and the star or the subject of Jersey Boys, which is on Broadway and was also a film. Big and Rich are back together for country music, and we're going to talk with them. Brantley Gilbert, who is a well-known country music star. Here's some other names you may or may not have heard before. Ariana Grande. She's coming to D.C. in November, and we're talking with her manager about getting her on the show. And here's another name while we're dropping names. Stevie Wonder, who is coming to Washington, D.C. for a show in November that we're currently in talks with about having him come on the show. So wouldn't that be fun to get some of those big names? We've had many, many big names over the years. Beyonce and Alicia Keys and Lady Gaga and Katy Perry, and the list goes on. And so we'll continue to bring today's biggest names to you here on Border Crossings. We're always putting you in the front row for what's going on in the music business. So thank you so much for all your support and for listening. And hey, incidentally, there is a new number one song this week on Billboard, and we're going to play it this hour. We have the request for the new number one song on Billboard. All right, up next we have a request from Daru, who is in Ghana. And Daru listens to us all the time, loves country music, so he's requested a country music singer. This is a guy that was caught in 2012 kissing another woman while married. Had a little thing. He said to his wife, hey, I was drunk. It was a one-time deal in a bar, and it'll never happen again. Well, his wife didn't buy that. They filed for divorce, and now the girl that he was kissing, he's dating. So maybe it wasn't a one-time thing. And the girl he's dating, her name is Brittany Kerr. She was a contestant on American Idol. So, ooh, there's scandals in country music. So here's one of country's biggest names. His name is Jason Aldean, and this is called Burning It Down for our friends in Ghana listening to Border Crossings.
You slip your fame, you're tearing my T-shirt, you're stirring up dirty in the back of my mind. You keep on flirting. Head girl, riding the lines. Couldn't sing a song without you if I tried. Let's light it up like it's our last night. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with your baby laying right here, naked in my bed. I'm just doing my thing. You love it when I sing. Shadows dance and light it up like it's our last chance. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with your baby laying right here, dreaming in my bed. I'm just doing my thing. You love it when I sing, say it makes you feel like an angel. We're about to get a little tangled up right about now. Burn it.
so thank you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
Crossings, and 39 years ago this week, that song was number two on the UK singles charts. 1975 was the year for Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing. I'll take a little hot cocoa myself. This is Border Crossings. Kofi Yeboah requested that song, and Kofi listens to us in Ghana here on Border Crossings. Thank you for tuning in. Charles Weiss is with us in Zimbabwe. Marfo Mariam is also listening to the show. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Border Crossings. Please get out there, let your friends know about us. You can always send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA. You can make a phone call and call the studios while we're here live, 202-619-2077. And you can also go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. A number of different ways to catch up with us and send your requests in, or your greetings, whatever it is you'd like to send. And, you know, I was just thinking about this this morning on the way into work. I was going through my radio dial and I was listening to some, you know, different programs. I had my FM on and a couple of stations. And then I just kind of, you know, I haven't listened to AM in so long. So I went to AM just to put it on, and I was listening to sports talk radio this morning. And I was listening through the, and it occurred to me, people are listening to this program with the same static, because we have a lot of AM affiliates around the world, shortwave radio, you know, with on bad reception days, and people still sit there loyally and listen. And so I really appreciate that. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It really does mean a lot to us. You know, I mean, the small things mean a lot. So thank you. Coming up next on Border Crossings, Ambrose Agio requests quite frequently, and he's an ardent listener to all of the VOA programs. He's in Nigeria and writes in to say, I would like a dedication to Serena Williams to mark her clinching her 18th Grand Slam title. She's a woman singles tennis champion, for those who don't know who Serena Williams is. And she just won at the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament. So congratulations to Serena Williams. And here is a song from Ambrose Agio for you, Serena Williams. This is simply the best. Tina Turner on Border Crossings.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place can be much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living.
Michael Jackson, a request from Michael Barros-Saros, and that is called Heal the World. And I'd like to say hi to Etienne, to Eli Akeem, to Amara and Sunil, who are also listening to Border Crossings. Heal the World came out in 1992. and topped the charts in a number of different countries. Poland, the song was number one. Spain, the song reached number one. And quite a few other places as well, and sold millions and millions and millions, raised millions and millions of dollars to help out a great cause, which is feeding the hungry. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. Glad to have you with us. Now, speaking of reaching number one, we have a new number one song on the Hot 100 Billboard charts, which has replaced Taylor Swift's Shake It Off. I'm sad about it. But, you know, the song that has replaced it, there's another one on my phone that I listen to all the time and also in my car, and I like a lot. And a lot of people like this song because it's fun to listen to and it carries a great social message. The song is called All About That Bass, and it's Meghan Trainor that is now the new number one song. And Meghan told Billboard that she and her producer were in the studio and they were trying to figure out bass. Well, how do we, what is about a bass? What can we tie a bass in with? And because people don't relate to that. She said that he recommended, how about a booty? And from there, it became the song that it is. It's talking about loving your body and your booty. And she said a lot of this is real-life inspiration she got from her mom, because she's a kind of a plus-sized girl. And so she said, hey, love who you are. So here's a request for peace, who's listening in Ethiopia. And this is the number one song in America. It's Meghan Trainor, All About That Bass.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size two, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom, that all the boys. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that ain't real. Come on, now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me. No trouble, I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell them skinny bitches that. No, I'm just playing, I know y'all think you're fat. But I'm here to tell you, every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass.
my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court, just like I'm the king on the microphone. So it's Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks and taking it to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley oop. I like the pick and roll, I like the give and go, cause it's basketball, but Mr. Curtis knows. Earl the Pearl and Will Bingo and Jerry West play basketball at its very best. Basketball has always been my thing. I like Magic Bird and Bernard King. And number 33, my man Kareem is the center of my stalling team. Isaiah and Iceman too, just give them the ball, and then you talk up too. Dantley and Wiggins are on the scene, and Ralph Sampson is really mean. Bill Russell didn't take no jump, and Dal Dawkins got a monster dunk. Tell me, were you in the jump? The Knight Wolf scored 100 points, or when the Celtics won titles back to back and didn't give nobody no kind of slack, or when Dr. J shook the whole damn team with moves that came right out of a dream, or when Willis Reed stood so tall playing desire. Yes, basketball.
Crossing's Reverend Curtis Blow, who became an ordained minister back in 2009. And that is a song that he has recorded called Basketball, a request from Abu Bakar Adam, or Adam Abu Bakar, who writes in to say he listens all the time and tunes us in on Facebook. And that song is about one of the great sports, basketball. This is Border Crossings. Of course, now in the news, we've been talking a lot about another sport, football, and an unfortunate event that took place, which is being called a disgrace, because it is a disgrace. Professional athlete Ray Rice punched and knocked out, at the time, his fiancée, she's his wife now, Janae. And they caught it on video. At first, the National Football League suspended him for a couple of games, and he publicly apologized. But now a video's come out of this tragedy taking place in an elevator in a hotel where he actually knocked her unconscious and dragged her out of the elevator. So as horrific as it sounds, it's really ugly and almost unwatchable on video. But Ray Rice, 27 years young, he had the world at his doorstep. A famous running back from the Baltimore Ravens football team. He has lost all these million-dollar endorsement deals now from the Madden football video games and from Nike, who was a sponsor of him. They've all dropped him, and everybody's distancing themselves, and the NFL has banned him from football indefinitely. We don't know if it's permanent or not, but that's where it stands right now. And so this is just a really unfortunate, ugly situation, and something that Americans are talking about that's making news headlines here. And it brings something to the forefront of our minds that we kind of forget about often, and we shouldn't. It's domestic violence. And that is something that is just not something that any culture, any country should tolerate or accept. There's no reason that anybody should lay a hand on another human being. So especially not men and women, or, you know, same sex, whatever. Domestic violence is children as well are affected by it. All right, coming up next, this is kind of an emotional show, isn't it? We've dealt with some heavy issues. September 11th, domestic violence. Let's get back to the music now. Terfa Gundu wants me to play this next song for Edwina Isatu Jallo in Sierra Leone, who just celebrated her birthday. So this is a song from Rita Ora, and I Will Never Let You Down.
I'm
Border Crossings and Maroon 5's latest called Maps. That is a request from Kayumba in Zimbabwe listening to the show today. And that is off the Maroon 5 new album called 5. Thank you so much for listening to our show. Border Crossings will be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal with another hour of requests and dedications. Thank you to Wagner and Vince putting the show together today. I'm Larry London. Have a wonderful evening and tell your friends about us. This is Border Crossings on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.